on the line with National Weather Service meteorologist David Thomas, talking about the weekend weather. And Dave, of course, we have that winter storm warning that begins tomorrow. But before we get into that, driving in this morning, I was dealing with some snow myself. What kind of snow are we going to see on this Friday morning commute?
Yes, we do have a weak low-pressure system that is passing across the area this morning, and it is bringing 1 to 2 inches of snow across the western New York, and that is creating some snow-covered roads, and definitely will be slowing down traffic a little bit this morning.
But that's just the tip of the iceberg, isn't it? There's so much more to come here. A winter storm warning, according to the National Weather Service, in place from 10 a.m. Saturday to 6 p.m. on Sunday. If you can, kind of lay out how this is all going to begin Saturday morning here in western New York.
We're again going to have some light snow entering western New York on Saturday morning, and that will bring a couple inches of snow across the region here through the daytime on Saturday, and it won't be until Saturday night and into Sunday morning when the bulk of the snow will fall, looking for snowfall totals anywhere between 8 and 12 inches of snow. The lowest amounts will be around the Buffalo metro area and Niagara Falls, and the higher amounts will be up near the Lake Ontario shoreline, also across the higher terrain south of Buffalo, and that will be through the daytime on Sunday.
So anywhere from what, 6 to 12 inches of snow during the duration of the storm, is that what we're talking about here?
Correct. With the bulk of the snow again falling Saturday night and into Sunday morning.
Okay, now there are other complications to this as well, I understand. There's going to be a wave of cold coming through and also some fairly significant winds. What can we expect?
Yes, temperatures are going to be falling through the weekend, looking for temperatures down to the single digits that, combined with a strong wind, will be creating wind chills as low as negative 15 degrees to possibly, in the interior regions, negative 20 below zero. And that'll be the wind chills that non-exposed skin outside frostbite could occur in as little as 30 minutes.
And then beyond this storm, which does sound like it's going to be a fairly significant event, I guess, in terms of timing, the weekend's not a bad time for it to come, but are we expecting any other weather to kind of follow in early next week?
We're going to be dealing with the cold temperatures right through Monday, with the cold wind chills as well. Then on Tuesday, we're going to have a little bit of a break, looking for temperatures to rise right up near the freezing mark, with a little bit of snow possible on Tuesday as well.
Well, David Thomas of the National Weather Service, I know you've got a busy weekend ahead of you. I do appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
You're welcome.